July 8, 1926 Threats of New Chastisements. How one who must do a universal good must do and suffer more than anyone. I was fusing all of myself in the holy divine will, and my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior with his arms raised, in the act of preventing divine justice from pouring over the creatures, putting me also in his same position, to have me do what he himself was doing. But creatures seemed to incite divine justice to strike them. And Jesus, as though tired, lowering his arms, told me, "My daughter, what human perfidy! But it is right, it is necessary that after so much tolerance I free myself of so many old things that occupy creation, which, being infected, bring the infection to the new things, to the new little plans. I am tired of the fact that creation, my dwelling given to man, but still mine, because preserved and vivified by me continuously, is occupied by servants, by ungrateful ones, by enemies, and even by those who don't even recognize me. Therefore I want to move on by destroying entire regions and what serves as their nourishment. The ministers of justice will be the elements which, investing them, will make them feel the divine power over them. I want to purify the earth in order to prepare the dwelling place for my children. You will be always with me. My will always be your starting point even in your littlest acts, because even in the littlest things my will wants to have its divine life, its beginning and its end, nor does it tolerate that the human will may make its little appearances into its kingdom. Otherwise, you would often go out into the kingdom of your will, which would disennoble you, and this does not at all befit one who must live in the kingdom of my will. Now, my daughter, just as the pains of the celestial queen and mine, as well as my death, like sun made the fruits present in the kingdom of redemption mature, fecundate and become sweet, in such a way that everyone can take them, and they are fruits which bring health to the sick and sanctity to the healthy, in the same way, your pains, grafted with ours and matured with the heat of the sun of my will make the fruits present in the kingdom of my will mature. They will be so many and so sweet and delicious, that whoever wants to take them and enjoy them will no longer adapt himself to the unripe, tasteless and noxious fruits of the miserable and squalid kingdom of the human will. You must know that one who must be the first to form a kingdom, to bring a good, to form a work, must suffer more than anyone, and do more than anyone. He must direct, facilitate things and means, and prepare what is needed so that, finding the raw materials of that work and seeing it done, others may imitate it. This is why much have I given you, and do give you, so that you may form the raw materials for those who must live in the kingdom of my will. Therefore, be attentive and disposed to what I give you, and to do what I want from you.